I'm sorry that I haven't seen you in several days, I said to him, and already the weather is growing warm. It seems to me as if an entire season has passed. The doctor didn't respond, but just peered back at me. Please accept these ekubo, doctor, I said, and after bowing, placed the package on a side table near his hand. He put his hands in his lap as if to say he wouldn't dream of touching it. Why are you giving me this? Mameha interrupted. I'm so sorry, doctor. I led Sayori to believe you might enjoy receiving ekubo from her. I hope I'm not mistaken. You are mistaken. Perhaps you don't know this girl as well as you think. I regard you highly, Mameha-san, but it's a poor reflection on you to recommend her to me.
I'm sorry, doctor, she said. I had no idea you felt that way. I've been under the impression you were fond of Sayori.
Very well. Now that everything is clear, I'll go back to the party.
But may I ask, did Sayori offend you somehow? Things seem to have changed so unexpectedly.
She certainly did. As I told you, I'm offended by people who mislead me.
Sayori-san, how shameful of you to mislead the doctor, Mameha said to me. You must have told him something you knew was untrue. What was it?
I don't know, I said as innocently as I could. Unless it was a few weeks ago when I suggested that the weather was getting warmer, and it wasn't really.
Mameha gave me a look when I said this. I don't think she liked it. This is between the two of you, the doctor said. It is no concern of mine. Please excuse me.
But doctor, before you go, Mameha said, could there be some misunderstanding? Sayori's an honest girl and would never knowingly mislead anyone, particularly someone who's been so kind to her.
I suggest you talk to her about the boy in her neighborhood, the doctor said. I was very relieved he'd brought up the subject at last. He was such a reserved man, I wouldn't have been surprised if he'd refused to mention it at all.
So that's the problem, Mameha said to him. You must have been talking with Hatsumomo.
I don't see why that matters, he said.
She's been spreading this story all over Gion. It's completely untrue. Ever since Sayori was given an important role on the stage in Dances of the Old Capital, Hatsumomo has spent all her energy trying to disgrace her.
Dances of the Old Capital was Gion's biggest annual event. Its opening was only 6 weeks away at the beginning of April. All the dance roles had been assigned some months earlier, and I would have felt honored to take one. A teacher of mine had even suggested it, but as far as I knew, my only role would be in the orchestra and not on the stage at all. Mameha had insisted on this to avoid provoking Hatsumomo. When the doctor glanced at me, I did my best to look like someone who would be dancing an important role and had known it for some time.
I'm afraid to say this, doctor, but Hatsumomo is a known liar, Mameha went on. It's risky to believe anything she says.